Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest is the newly re-elected Congresswoman Virginia Fox. And Congresswoman, good to have you back with us on the program today.
Thank you, Angela. And I feel very humbled that the people of the district are continuing to put their trust in me to represent them in Congress in the 5th District. It's a truly humbling experience. As I think most of your listeners will know, we lost a lot of seats in Congress. The Republicans lost a lot of seats. And
what do you think happened there, really? What do you think happened there? Why did we lose those House seats?
Well, there are some districts where the demographics just don't work for us in off-year elections. In a presidential year, we get the kind of turnout that we need for conservatives. And in the off-year elections, they just don't turn out. And it is absolutely true that the Democrats organized themselves and got themselves out to vote. And in some places, it was stronger than we anticipated. But I think that's why. And the president is a polarizing figure. There's no question about that. He motivated the Democrats, or they were motivated by him, is probably a better way to say it.
Well, now, here's my issue with that, because right after the election, when they were interviewing some Democrats that had, they were talking about the House seats had, or the majority in the House had switched, and they said, well, and now then it's time to get back on track. And I thought, okay, if I were standing there at that moment, I would have asked, what track is it that you want to get back on? Because
right.
Our economy is doing really well. Unemployment
right.
is at record lows, especially for minorities and women
right.
and different things. We are set better on the world stage than we have been in a long time. So exactly
right.
what track is it that they want to get back on?
Well, that is an excellent question to ask, and I would agree with you on that. But it appears as though their major issue was health care, and they did a very good job of misleading people about the situation with health insurance and health care in this country. And I was reading an article this morning where they are emphasizing Medicare for all. Well, Medicare for all, again, is government control of health care. There are proposals by Democrats in the House that would basically force everybody onto Medicare and do away with private insurance. They don't want to allow employers to be allowed to offer insurance to their employees. I mean, I think that would be an unmitigated disaster. I want some choice in where I get my health insurance coverage.
Why is this socialism thing so being pushed and seeming so good right now to so many that are in high school and college, the younger voters and so many on the left side? Why are they pushing this for all thing when there is no free lunch for anybody? Somebody's going to have to pay.
Well, they don't understand that. They don't understand basic economics. They really do believe, like that woman in New York who was elected in her primary, that you can tax rich people and you can tax corporations, and that will provide you the money to take care of all of this free stuff. And it's not possible to do that, but they truly do believe that. They have no idea, none, about economics. And it doesn't matter if you try to present the facts to them. They don't want to see the facts. They just believe what they believe.
Interesting. You would think, even looking back just a few years, because before the tax cuts, when some corporations, some businesses were being taxed so much, they were not hiring. And after the tax cuts, then they were hiring. So you cannot
right.
overtax a company and expect them to just keep on keeping on. That's what causes them to leave the country and go somewhere else to do business.
Right. And you're seeing it in states like Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, California, where taxes are extremely high. People are leaving, and they're going to states that don't have taxes that are as high. For example, they go to Texas or they go to Florida. And one of the things we did in the tax cut bill, which hurt some Republicans, was to help the situation in the states, we said there's a limit of $10,000 that you can deduct from your federal taxes in state and local taxes. And the states are screaming about that because in the past, they could raise their taxes as much as they wanted to, and then people could deduct that off of their federal taxes and get a little bit of relief. And they don't like the fact that we have restricted that.
All right. You mentioned Florida. What do you think the issue there in Florida is? It seems like they found some votes and they're having to recount. And I find it interesting that it's taking them forever to recount, because supposedly you can get all the count in on election night. So why is it now taking a week to do a recount?
Well, Angela, they're incompetent at best, and they're deceitful at worst. But, you know, to not have ballot boxes secure just is inconceivable to me. I mean, we all know that when we go to vote, or at least that's the way I feel, that the people at the polling place are being extremely careful with your ballot. If there's any problem, the head of the elections board there in Florida has had problems before. It does blow my mind that she was not removed from her job a long time ago, and that there seemed to be so lackadaisical about the whole thing.
Well, now, the Democrats, the ones that I have seen interviewed on TV, seem very excited over the fact in the House that they can get back to investigating everything and sending out subpoenas for everything and threatening everyone in the current administration. So is this what we can look forward to for the next 2 years from the House? Is just...
I believe so.
Oh,
yes,
joy.
I believe that it will be. They really do seem to hate President Trump more than any human being in the world. I think they are so angry that he won the election. They were so convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they want to get him. And they really do crave power. And I worry. I'm truly worried about the future of our country when you have this kind of situation. You know, I didn't agree with President Obama's policies. I never felt animus toward him personally, but the Republicans didn't do anything to investigate him when he did clearly illegal things and things we didn't like. We tried to preserve our systems, and that's what's important. Our system of government is the best in the world, and if we tear it down, then we're in trouble.
Well, one of the things is this open border thing, and just, I mean, all these people that get on TV and all these poor mothers with children that are just poor immigrants that just want to come here for a better life, and you know, the one reporter that was attacking the president, you must hate immigrants, and he said, no, I do not. I welcome immigrants that come here legally. You
Correct.
And I had this discussion probably 5 or 6 years ago. I remember us discussing, what part of illegal do you not get? Why?
Right.
Here's another thing. Why are we pushing so for this caravan or for these hundreds and thousands of people to come in to the United States and to come in illegally? Why are we pushing so for them to just be welcomed in with open arms?
Angela, you're going to have to ask one of those people that question.
Yeah, well.
My belief is that they want to embarrass the president. They want to embarrass Republicans. They want to show that we are mean, cruel, heartless people. But I have heard this on TV, that if we opened our borders, 170 million from South and Central America would come in. That's half of our population. We cannot absorb that many people. We don't need to open our borders. No country in the world is as welcoming to immigrants as we are. We allow more than 1 million people a year to come here legally, and I don't know the exact number that become citizens, but there's no country in the world that does that. We're not the largest country in the world by far, but nobody does that. And you've read on the internet about Mexico and how restrictive Mexico is to people coming in there. You can't go to work in Mexico if you go there. They don't want people to come there, evidently. So it is a real conundrum, and I am sorry. I am sorry for these people. I know their living conditions are not wonderful, but it's up to them to straighten out their country. You know, I believe even President Bush, President George W. Bush, would admit that he tried as hard as he could to change Iraq, thinking that everybody wants freedom, everybody wants what we have. Not everybody is prepared for that. The level of corruption in South and Central America is horrible, and I'm sorry for them, and I thank the Lord 100 times a day that I was born in this country and that I have the opportunities that I have. But I'm not about to open up our borders and say anybody who wants to come here, come.
Do you think that the House will be able to get anything done as far as the border or build the fence or anything before the end of the year?
No. But I do want to remind people again, Angela, and we've had this conversation. I came here in 2005. Throughout 2005 and part of 2006, we debated building the wall. We did pass a bill, and we did appropriate money to do that. And in 2006, unfortunately, the Democrats did something very similar to what happened this year, and that is they were not truthful to the American people about what was happening. We've had a very successful Congress, but you would not know it from the media. The media hates Republicans about as much as the Democrats hate us.
Well, we have a very successful economy right now, but you don't hear that on the secular media either. We're going to run out of time, and I wanted to get to some information on the final rules on religious and moral exemptions and accommodations for coverage of certain preventive services under the Affordable Care Act. There's been some changes here since the current administration has come in. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Thank you for giving me that chance, because I think your listeners would be very pleased about this. What the administration has done is reversed some of the policies of the Obama administration in terms of conscience protections. You know, the Affordable Care Act did not require contraceptive coverage and health insurance. It did not require the government to violate religious or moral objections to providing or purchasing coverage. However, the department issued rules and regulations and guidance requiring non-grandfathered group health plans to cover all FDA-approved contraceptive methods, sterilization procedures, and related education and counseling. So there was a very narrow exemption that was offered for churches, religious orders, and groups that are closely affiliated with a religious group. The Supreme Court expanded that in the case of Hobby Lobby. But what the administration has done is to expand the conscience protection for others. And I think it's very, very important. Again, the American people do not want money spent, their taxpayer dollars spent, for killing unborn children.
Right.
And they don't want to be forced to pay for those services either. And so what the administration is doing is pushing back on the regulations of the Obama administration, and I think it's doing them entirely appropriately. We know that President Trump is a pro-life president. He ran as a pro-life person. We know that in one of the debates with Hillary Clinton, that basically she admitted that a baby should be aborted, could be aborted, even when it's being born alive. This is something I have fought against my entire career in political life, in elected office. When we do not protect the unborn, then we are not the people that we believe we are. We need to protect all innocent life from conception to natural death. And I believe you will see this administration move everywhere it can to do that.
Well, on that note, let me say thank you, by the way, because most probably do not know, but Congresswoman Fox came to Wilkes County to the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center banquet that we had, the fundraising event that we have every year, and she came and gave at that banquet, and we appreciate that so much. And actually, that was one of the most successful banquets that the organization here in Wilkes has had. So thank you so much for supporting us.
Well, that had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the fact that you chair the group. And listen, it was so great to be there and see all those people there, see so many people that I knew who really do practice a culture of life. People in the 5th District are that way, and I'm always encouraged when I'm among those people, Angela. I can't tell you, it just does my heart good to be in a group like that, and I want to do everything I can to help you all be able to improve the great services you're already providing great service, but to help you do even more.
Well, thank you, Congresswoman. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for the stand that you take. Again, congratulations on your reelection to our district and for representing us in Congress. We appreciate it and hope you have
great.
A wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too, Angela. I'm back at work, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.